Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Reg Overstreet from Community Grace Brethren Church. Welcome, Reg.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Father's Day's coming up, and you've got an awesome event planned. Tell us all about it.
Yes, we do. Well, first of all, hello, community. I'm the lead pastor here at Community Grace Brethren Church. There's no mistake that the word community is in our title. We like to call ourselves a church in the community for the community. And as such, I know that there are many people in America, they say, who will never darken the doors of a church on their own. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to bring the grace into the community. And so for our fourth year, we're having our worship service in Central Park at Central Lake. And I want to tell you all about it and invite the entire community to the exciting things that we have planned. And I believe that every soul longs to know its creator or just something about God. Mm-hmm. And so if that's you, you don't have to darken the doors of a church. You can come out to the park on a beautiful, hot, sunny Father's Day. And I'm going to tell you the details here.
Sure. Sounds great.
Okay. So we have a motorcycle ride at 9:30.
A motorcycle ride?
Motorcycle ride.
Fun.
Our executive pastor, Steve, is a Harley guy, but we've got motorcycles of all kinds. We're going to meet at 9:15.
At Central Park.
Okay. There by the fountain in the parking lot at 9:15. If you want to ride, and that was well received last year.
Yeah. Good time.
Fun. Then our service is at 11 o'clock. It'll be exciting. Lots of interaction. Amplification, you'll hear us probably in a 3-block radius.
Yeah.
And come and get an encouragement from the Lord, I do believe. Mm-hmm. And then after that's over, we're going to walk over to the park and do a few baptisms in the lake. And then we're going to serve everybody at the park lunch and ice cream. 91 degrees is the forecast.
Oh, my gosh.
So ice cream to everybody at the park, and we just want to talk and get to know our neighbors. We've been having a blast with this the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And are just thrilled and would like to invite anybody either to attend or just to pray for the event.
Yeah, so this is open to anybody and everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Not just your church, not just churchgoers.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay. Wow. Motorcycles, church service, baptism, and food.
You can't beat that on a hot day.
So if somebody wanted to learn a little bit more about Community Grace, how do they find you if they want to find out more information about this event?
Sure enough.
How do they get in touch with you?
Our website is communitygrace.org. Nice and simple. Mm-hmm. Same with social media. Just look up Community Grace Warsaw, and it'll come right up, which we're very thankful for that.
Well, Reg, thank you so much for reaching out to the community, because so many times I think churches stay within their walls.
That's right.
And nobody gets exposed to church unless they come in your walls, and you're right.
Right
you
on.
Can go out to the park. Get a motorcycle, get some ice cream on a beautiful day. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you, Scott.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Ryan Martin, co-owner of Tippy River Adventures. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, Scott.
We had an opportunity yesterday to get out on the river a little bit and do a quick little video. And I have to say, this is just beautiful. And the things that you talked to us about the last couple of days, I had no idea. So can you tell us a little bit? Tell us about Tippy River Adventures, how long you've been in business, and kind of your story.
Well, I'm going to highlight off of that right away, Scott. You had no idea. It's amazing the number of people that when they come and are on the river, the very first thing they say when they show up or when they're getting off afterwards, they say, thank you. This was great. We had no idea you were even here. And Scott, I the business side of me says, really? Because this is season three. We started our initial operations. Season was 22. We put people on the river. Season two of 2023. So this is season three, and we're still hearing the number one thing we hear. We didn't even know this existed. We didn't know you were here. Well, hey, guys, now you know. We are here. We are Kosciuszko County's only kayak and canoe rental and delivery service. Yes, I know you can rent the kayaks from the kiosks at the lake. Hey, lake kayaking is for sissies, all right? It's river kayaking. River canoeing is where it's at. We service the Tippecanoe River. Our goal is eventually to have the Tippecanoe River open for canoe and kayak traffic from county line to county line. Scott, that's a lofty goal. It'll take us a good chunk of time, but we do have two sections open right now here, starting at Warsaw and then going to the west. We put people on the river. We rent the boats. We rent canoes. We rent kayaks and all the gear to go with them. We rent it by section. I tell people, look, I don't care how long it takes you to complete a section. I want you to have fun. So we rent everything that you need. And if you have your own gear, bring it. We offer transportation services to put you on the river in your gear. So, Scott, I don't know, understand why people don't know we're here, but hey, we are here.
Spread the word, everybody. Spread the word. So what can someone expect if they book a trip with you guys? What can they expect?
So Tippecanoe River is honestly one of the top 10 most important rivers in the United States. And it's that way because of its biodiversity and just the wildlife habitat that it can host. So, Scott, we have endangered species in the river. There's an endangered clubshell mussel that makes its home here in Kosciuszko County. We have a heron rookery along the river. We have another heron rookery up near North Webster, but there's one right along the river that you can go past. And you can go on this river and you can expect to see bald eagles. We have a nesting pair of bald eagles right close to where one of our put-ins are at.
Oh, wow.
River otter. Yes, the river otter. Our mascot is Tippy the Otter. Why? Yes. Because river otters are making a comeback here. So river otters, muskrat, beaver, mink, we've got white-tailed deer, you've got all sorts of birds. Kingfishers are routinely fishing and diving along the river. Red-tailed hawks, osprey. We had a nest of barred owls along the way one year, our initial season, little baby barred owls looking out over the top. So fish, this is a great fishing river. We have pike up to 24 inches long in this river. There are very good fish in this river. Turtles galore, frog, I mean, look, you name it. Hey, and there's a lot of nature happening on this river. We've got spiders as big as my hand. Oh. I've had one of those crawling up me.
Nice.
Okay. snakes, you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. So there's no reason not to come out, but you can expect a lot of nature out here. It is pristine. It is beautiful. The Tippecanoe River has made quite the comeback. It was in bad shape decades ago, and it's been rehabilitated, and that's why the otters are back. This is a success story. It's an underappreciated gem in Kosciuszko County.
Right, and one thing I think, like you expressed to me, this you don't just, hey, here's your kayak, see in a couple hours. You have, what, three different goals. You have, what, recreation, conservation, and education.
And education. So those are the tenets. You know, I've visited some other canoe places, one in southwest Missouri my wife and I went to years and years and years ago, and it was basically just a glorified party river. I mean, people were just tied up on floats, standing up, peeing in the river, just causing all sorts of commotion. And I said, yeah, look, this is not happening here.
Right.
We want to be all about, yes, recreation, have fun, take your cooler, but clean up after yourself as you come back in. And enjoy the river. We teach about the river. We offer guided eco floats. Groups of 10 or more, you can go along. There's five different spots that we'll pull off and stop along the river and explain what's going on here. How has the river moved? How's it changed? What's the history here? Talk about the floral and fauna that you actually see. And then conservation, we're all about keeping this river clean. We actually have instituted a trash cleanup program where if you bring trash back, we will weigh it. And at the end of the year, the customer that has brought back the most weighed trash will get a free trip for next year, which means, Scott, if you went down the river and you found a tire and you wanted to strap that to your kayak and bring it back, I will weigh the tire.
Oh, there you go.
Without the water
without
in it,
the
of
water.
Course. But so we want to clean the river and make sure that it's better than we got on when we get off.
Well, speaking of that, you personally, your group cleaned up, what, section two?
Well, so we have a nonprofit that we partner with, Paddlers for Conservation.
Okay.
And that group is a 501c3 nonprofit that its mission was when it started to make the river clean and maintained for canoe and kayak paddling. Mm-hmm. Tippecanoe River has the headwaters just outside of Kosciuszko County in Noble County, and it meanders through. With the headwaters starting, that means it's very small, very narrow. Scott, that means when a tree comes down, It doesn't just block part of the river. Mm-hmm. It blocks the whole dang thing. So we actually have to cut these blockages and get through. Private property rights in Kosciuszko County go to the center of the river. So they don't own the water, but they own the land underneath. So if I step out to crawl over a tree, technically I'm trespassing.
Really? I didn't know that.
80% of landowners don't care. 20% do. So we try and go through and make it so you can float this thing, paddle it. You have to pay attention.
Right.
We do pockets through log jams rather than remove the whole thing. So you have to pay attention. And it's fun that way, Scott.
Yeah, a lot more fun that way. So how can the community get involved? How can businesses get involved?
Well, and that's the thing. We really want the community to gravitate for this. So community, guys, just come out and get on the river. We're spoiled in Kosciuszko County with the number of lakes that we have. You can drive 10 minutes in any direction and find a lake to jump in. Mm-hmm. Again, who cares? This river is different. Come out, enjoy some time, get on the river. Look, we put you on upriver and you float down. Mm-hmm. So you have to paddle some, but you can also not work too hard.
Right.
It's physical exercise, yes, but come out, be a part of this, get on the river. Businesses, look, this is a destination. Folks are coming in from counties all around. We had somebody from Chicago. We have folks from Michigan. We have folks from Kokomo, Indianapolis coming up to do this. And what better way to support the community? Get your logo on things. Mm-hmm. We've got sponsorship opportunities. I've got a van that I plaster logos on. We've got signs at our disembarkment. We've got boats that we have all of logos on. You can be involved with a sponsorship package. Look, these folks are coming in to float with me, but they're going to go eat with you.
Exactly.
They're going to go shop with you.
Exactly.
They're going to go visit your place and your place. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Put your place on my stuff.
Right.
And we'll be able to scratch each other's back. That's what community involvement in Tippy River Adventures really is all about. We're building a community. We're building a destination masterpiece here that you should be a part of.
Now, what are your future goals?
So, again, as we kind of mentioned up top, the goal is, initially, we talked about opening this river for canoe and kayak traffic from county line to county line. That's a tall order. That'd be about 11 different two-hour segments. Mm-hmm. All right. And again, we talked about cleaning the river, getting log jams. There's a lot of work to do there. So we're a ways away from being able to attain that, but we're wanting to expand section by section by section, making trip opportunities. Right now, the max you can do with us is 5 to 6 hours if you put two sections together. But eventually, we would love to be able to have a idea where you drop somebody at one end of the county, they paddle to our campground, you camp, and then you load your gear back up, float down the next way, and we'll pick you up the next day at the end of the river. Again, a lot of work, but we have grandiose ideas. Those ideas don't get anywhere unless people come out and get involved, businesses get involved, and help build this destination idea.
What's the best way, if I want to book a tour, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The easiest way to book with us, TippyRiverAdventures.com. Everybody's on the web these days, TippyRiverAdventures.com. You can book through that website for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday adventures. Right now, we're leaving Monday through Wednesday open for larger groups. I'm going to have the Tippecanoe Valley Middle School out here in August,
eighth grade.
So we leave those days open for bigger groups. But if I don't have a lot of big groups, you can call me and maybe I can squeeze you in. But definitely the website, and that's where you can get information. If you need to call me, call me. If you have problems booking with the website, you can call us. We've got a general manager who is here working tirelessly to make this operation float. She can get you booked. So there's multiple ways. Send us an email. You can go to the Facebook page and you can try and make an appointment there. I'm not a big fan of Facebook appointments, but we work through it and we can get it done. There's all sorts of different ways to find us. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. I think we're on the old Twitter, or I guess now it's X.
Oh, yes.
So we're multiple places to be able to be found, and you can book through the website 24/7.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much on so many levels for doing this. And I think this is something that surely every resident of Kosciuszko County should do.
You should do it. You should do it. Even if you're like, oh, man, I have to work. No, come out with your friends. Come on. You know what? If you don't want to have to work as much, rent a canoe. Canoe has two people. So if you just want to sit up front with a paddle across the bow and just kind of let the person in the back paddle you around, hey, that's the way to do it. If you don't want to work as much, rent a canoe. But this is fun and exciting. You should get out here.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much. And please, please, please support Tippy River Adventures. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.